Are you a horse owner? Get exclusive discounts on brands like John Deere and Big Ass Fans with equine discounts. If you're a paying member of any equine association, you qualify. And as an added bonus, a percentage of every sale through equine discounts is returned to the equine industry. Go to equinediscounts.com to receive your discounts.
You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1595, brought to you today by Clarifly. This time, the gang from Retired Racehorse Radio podcast answer a listener question about a horse that has developed an irritating, if not dangerous, biting habit. Clarifly Larvicide is more than just a fly control product. It is the first step towards improving horse comfort and keeping nuisance flies out of your stables. This feed additive uses an active ingredient that passes through the digestive system of horses and is expelled in their manure, where it stops flies in their larval stage. By using Clarifly Larvicide as part of an IPM program with Starbar products, you'll get more support, more expertise, and more control. Visit centralflycontrol.com or visit your local feed dealer.
We are back with our favorite part of the show. It's our new vocations training tip and adoptable horse of the week. And we have with us our friend Bridget from Ohio, from the Standardbred side of New Vocations. Bridget, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
So we have a listener submitted question for you tonight, which we always love. Listeners, if you have training questions and you would like to run them through the New Vocations training team, shoot me an email at kristen@horseradionetwork.com and we'll get it into the rotation. So Alicia sends us this question tonight. She wants to know if you have any tips for a sensitive skinned 6-year-old thoroughbred who's having a little bit of a biting issue. So he's turned out with a kind of rowdy group of geldings, it sounds like, and he's getting bit up a little bit. And it seems like ever since that's happened, maybe the biting has escalated, but they also are trying to take on and off fly sheets and ointment on his wounds. And it seems like it's getting to be a little bit of a problem with the biting. So what do you recommend for a biter?
Well, it kind of goes into why are they biting? And in this case, we could have multiple factors going on. Like my sensitive skin thoroughbreds that I've had a bunch of them that don't want you to touch them with a variety of things. And that's just been a game of trial and error in, you know, do they like this brush? Do they only tolerate a tiger's tongue or one of those little, like, I call it like an octopus mitt. It's like a grooming mitt with little cloth fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and just figuring that out as far as, you know, your daily work with them. But this horse sounds like there might be more at play. Either he is getting bit too much with his turnout group and maybe needs a quieter turnout group. You know, if we think it's a behavioral problem, he's biting because he's getting bit all the time and he's just done with it. Or if there also might be an underlying medical issue, either allergies or ulcers, to look into there. The easiest solution, maybe, would be to see about moving him to a group where he doesn't get as many bites and you're not spending as much time putting, you know, having to put things on his bite wounds.
Right.
You know, he could just not be defending himself well enough out there and he's taking it out on his people now.
Oh, poor guy. Yeah. And then, you know, like, I know ulcers is always like kind of the culprit, or like, you know, it's the culprit that got its fingers pointed at, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's kind of ulcer behavior. And I will say, like, at RRP, we've had some really cool webinars. They're a couple of years old now. They are in our education library at the RRP.org about scoping and why it is worthwhile to scope rather than just like just try a round of ulcer meds and see what happens.
Right.
Because, you know, you can have different grades of ulcers, different kinds of ulcers in different locations. And ultimately, in the long run, it is cheaper to scope and kind of target or eliminate that. You know, earlier in this episode, we were talking about all the different things we're doing with Shorty to try to figure out, like, eliminate different possibilities for why he is the way that he is. And it's kind of the same thing in a situation like this. Like, it is worth it to scope. One of the ones I remember from that webinar was, you know, someone wanted to treat the horse for ulcers and they scoped and found out it was a bot fly infestation and a scope. Treating ulcers would have done nothing at all. Yeah. And the bots would have gotten even worse. So that's the kind of thing where it's like, ooh, worthwhile to scope and just make sure you've eliminated every weird possibility because you never know.
Because horses, they will find the weirdest possible thing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So yeah, stay safe. hopefully no one is getting bit or kicked. And yes, hopefully that helps give this listener a little bit of direction for where to get started. Good luck. Keep us updated and let us know, you know, what you find out.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.